Today we have a guest joining us here in our studios, Cass County Director of Public Health, Beth Olson, with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, cold.
It is certainly that, isn't it?
It's got to be tough to be the Director of Public Health after we just ate ourselves out of our belts here during the holidays, and we can't get out and exercise hardly because it's so cold out. You got your work cut out for you.
That's right. Job security, certainly.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about that. You know, a lot of folks did just come off, you know, three holidays, like Thanksgiving and Christmas and sometimes New Year's as well, where
That's
we
right.
spend a lot of time together with families indoors, mm-hmm. sitting in mm-hmm. chairs on sofas, perhaps mm-hmm. watching football mm-hmm. or movies or things. We tend to eat too much and sometimes the wrong things and not really exercise near enough. We're all in that boat. So people are making their resolutions this time of the year. Some folks still work on those kinds of things. And even if we don't make a specific resolution, it's never a bad idea to start thinking about healthy living. And you're going to help them along here.
Absolutely. We have an opportunity coming up that is quite exciting. Cass County Public Health, as well as the group called Healthy Cass County, we are teaming up with Live Healthy Iowa to improve some of the health of our county residents and improve our overall county health rankings.
And we've done some Live Healthy Iowa programming here before.
Yes, absolutely. They have different events throughout the year. Specifically, we're looking at their active index and how engaged Cass County is in some of their Live Healthy Iowa events, and therefore how active we are as a community.
How do we do?
We're actually pretty low. We're not the lowest. We do have some others below us, but we only have about 3% of our population that participates in Live Healthy Iowa events, which is a great way to get engaged with a program that's already well established. It's evidence-based, and we know that we can have really good health outcomes from participating in some of those different wellness activities that they offer.
You think about the amount of money and time spent too, but the amount of money people will spend thinking, I ate too much, I did this too much, I've got to exercise more, perhaps work on my diet a little bit. And we spend hundreds of dollars every month on these different diet plans and programs and whatever. Mm-hmm. When we have programs like this, they're out there for the taking.
Exactly. And, you know, something like this it's a hard lifestyle change to choose to be more active. But the great thing with all of the different Live Healthy events is that you can be active how it fits into your schedule and what you enjoy to do. I don't know about you, but I'm probably not going to run a marathon anytime soon, but I enjoy biking. So I can go out and I can track some of my activity in ways that I enjoy to do it.
Isn't that kind of the goal, though? Ultimately the goal is to set realistic goals.
Mm-hmm.
Take your victories in reasonable doses, find things that you like to do, whether it's you're changing your eating habits, exercising, or both, hopefully. Maybe do it with some friends, because that always makes it easier. And then just realize that your goals have to be realistic at the end. You can't set out and say, I want to lose 30 pounds this month. It's not going to happen.
Exactly.
Let's talk a little bit about the event. You've got an event
sure.
coming up here very soon where folks can come in, and boy, you're bringing in the heavy hitters for
yes,
this one.
Yes, we are. We have Dr. Amy Michelle Wilcoxon, and she is the director of Live Healthy Iowa. And then we also have Chuck Long, who happens to be the CEO and executive director of the Iowa Sports Foundation. Some may know him from his previous life cycle, I suppose, and he was a former NFL and University of Iowa football star. So I know there were some people really excited to see that he was coming to town.
Yeah, you go to Kinnick Stadium, you're going to see his name right up there by the press box, and turn on the Big Ten Network, you're going to see him. He's still an analyst with the folks there at the Big Ten Network. So he's taking some of his time. He's cutting the pie pretty thin these days
sure.
with a lot of different projects. But he's taking his time to come here to Cass County to visit with folks because it's an important topic.
It is, and we're so honored to be able to host them on January 12th, next Friday. And just to discuss the Cass County health rankings and to develop a plan for improvement. And that's really Live Healthy Iowa's goal is meeting counties where they're at and developing a plan of action and what can we do to help make Iowa the healthiest state in the nation. And looking at Cass, what can we do to become the healthiest county in Iowa?
Is that largely what this gathering is going to be, is kind of a planning session, brainstorming?
It will be a planning and brainstorming session, you know, looking at our county health rankings, where we're at, what are goals that we can improve upon. And I think it'll be really inspiring and motivating to individuals. I hope that companies will come and consider this a way to get employees engaged in their companies as well as individuals.
Is that the difficult part? I mean, it's one thing to try to get individuals involved in their own health, but to try to get larger groups together and businesses to identify the positives of having a healthy workforce.
Exactly. And a healthy workforce can make all the difference. You know, if you think about it, we spend the majority of our days in our seat. And those habits, good or bad, that we're getting at work, whether it's, are we taking a healthy break? You know, do we go for a walk on a break instead of sitting down and, you know, for a cup of coffee and a pastry? And are there healthy vending machine options? Do we have a wellness program that employees know what their health is and what are some ways they could improve? Certainly an opportunity for business employers to come and find out if there's opportunity to instill some of these Live Healthy Iowa programs and events and initiatives into their own worksite wellness plan.
Think about the amount of money that businesses are spending on company health insurance plans. And not just that, but also the amount of time. How much time do your employees miss due to sick leave, sick time and things? A healthier workforce actually helps your bottom line.
Exactly. It absolutely does.
So it's not just all boiling down to dollars and cents, but if that's what it takes sometimes to get people's attention and make them understand how important this is, then I guess, hey, we'll throw anything at them,
that's
right?
That's right.
All right. So what will the day set up like then? Will there be presentations or will it just be kind of group discussion?
It'll be a short presentation beginning, and then it'll move into the goal setting and kind of the more program planning for Cass County specifically and where we're going as a county. So it'll be a little bit of both. I expect it to take an hour to an hour and a half of people's time. And then it is at the hospital, so plan travel time if you're coming from any of our outlying communities as well, if you're not in Atlantic. But it will be held at the Cass County Memorial Conference Room Number 2, which is kind of in the center of the hospital. There's, of course, signs to direct you, or if you ask any of the employees, they'd be happy to direct you as well.
Right. We've all been to that room many, many times over the years for different types of events and activities. Is this a plan that you have put together? Did you identify the need and invite these folks, or did they identify, hey, we got to get this Cass County thing cooking here?
Sure. Well, they actually, so our Healthy Cass County group has a variety of partners, not just from Cass County. We have other partners from different counties that serve the Cass County area as well. And they'd actually heard Dr. Amy and Chuck come talk in their county that they work directly in, and they had just suggested, they know that Healthy Cass County looks at our health improvement plan and some of those county health rankings, and it's something we've been working on, and that we maybe needed this little extra push and guidance from some of the biggest experts in wellness in Iowa.
Sure. The Live Healthy Iowa program, you mentioned, we do have some different challenges, different things that they organize anyway. Are we looking to create new ideas for them, or to see how some of the plans they have now maybe fit in well with the population here?
It'll be more looking at what they already have and what they can offer to Cass County, and how we can encourage more participation in some of those events, again, as a way to get our community more active. And, you know, if you look at this as an individual, if an individual is starting to make more of these decisions, maybe those will reflect onto their friends or family members or coworkers. And overall, we start to see a healthier Cass County as the ultimate goal.
You bet. And like I said, the buddy system is always the awesome one, because not only are you getting two people healthy for the price of one, it's just easier to keep both motivated that way.
And a lot of their challenges, you have to have at least, or they encourage at least two people to sign up in a team. So that can be, if you're competitive, like some people are, then you can challenge whoever's in your team. Others absolutely like that accountability, though, and somebody to go to the fitness center and walk with them or whatever it might be. So that is a nice piece to that accountability is huge for a lot of people to to keep a routine going.
There are so many channels on TV these days. Mm-hmm. There are so many temptations to do nothing, to mm-hmm. just sit there. We've got to keep motivated. That's right. The big key. All right. Well, if you want to get out, and maybe you'll even get a picture with Chuck Long. Who
maybe.
Knows? So a lot of good reasons to come on out, whatever it takes to get them there. You do need RSVPs, though.
That would be great if you can. If something happens and you end up not being able to RSVP, still come. I just want to make sure the room's big enough for the amount of individuals that are able to come. So please RSVP to me. You can call me directly at 712-243-7552. It's great to have an RSVP just for kind of a headcount rough estimate, but if you can't, that's okay too.
But there is no cost.
There is no cost. This is a free program.
You are participating in the beginning stages of what will become a healthy Cass County.
That's our goal, absolutely.
That's the goal. Very good. All right. So again, that's coming up on Friday, January 12th, and that'll start at 1 o'clock at the Cass County Memorial Hospital Conference Room number 2. Make sure you get on out and be a part of the plan, be a part of the solution, and get yourself ready to get healthier here in 2018. Beth, thanks for coming by. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.